Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com and let us know what's on your heart today. We'll lift it up before the Lord on the Prayer Closet. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information unless you would specifically ask us to. So you don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. If it's something personal, that's all right. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to pray for you. And it could be something big, something small. Maybe it's a praise. Maybe you're celebrating something God has done in your life. Whatever it may be, let us know today so we can join together in prayer. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And Lord, we do thank you this day that we have the opportunity to come and seek you in prayer, to know that you are a good and gracious God who loves us and cares for us. And Lord, to whom we can confidently come, knowing that you will meet our every need in Christ. And that because of that, we can have confidence and hope in every situation, knowing that we can always rely on you and trust in you. So we thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory this day, and pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com to get your prayer requests to us. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God to get ourselves focused and ready for prayer. And we've been doing a little mini series this week called Jesus versus the Demons. And we're looking at Jesus' encounter with people who are demon possessed in the scriptures. And we're in Luke chapter 11 today. We're going to follow up on what we started talking about yesterday when Jesus released a man who is suffering from a demon who is causing him to render him mute. And Jesus cast the demon out and the people around him accuse him of casting him out by Beelzebub. It's by the prince of demons that he casts out demons. And Jesus gives his famous quote, "A house divided against itself cannot stand," and challenges the people who are saying this, saying if he drives out demons by the power of Beelzebub, then how is it that he, Beelzebub would be destroying his own kingdom? That if he's driving out demons, it has to be by the power of God. So that's what we talked about yesterday. Today we're going to pick up the story in verse 24, because he teaches us something really important here as well about this situation. He says, "When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, 'I will return to the house I left.' And when it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first." He concludes his teaching here with this important word for us. The image he gives is the man, and here he's just done it. The man's been cast out. The demon has been cast out of a person. And it describes those demons as restless, right? They go through the arid places seeking rest, and they do not find it. For some reason, these demons seek rest in the souls of people. I don't know why, but they do. And so they desire to possess others, to have. And Jesus gives the image as almost like a home to them. And so the demon has been cast out, right? He's been forced to leave. But as he's casting around in these arid places, seeking rest and not finding it, he decides, let's return to this man from, or this person from whom we were cast out. And what is the condition of that person? Well, their house has been swept clean and put in order. But the implication is that the house is empty, right? Everything's been swept clean, everything's been put in order, but there's nobody there. It's an empty house. And so the spirit goes in and he takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. These spiritual entities are relentless. I'm thinking of the story of the Gadarene demoniac, whom we'll study later. When Jesus casts them out, they beg not to just throw them out, to put them in a herd of pigs. And so he does. For some reason, they desire to inhabit earthly things and earthly people so they can, you know, be incarnate in this world. But why is this man so vulnerable? Why is this person so vulnerable? You think, well, he cast out the demon, he's in good shape. But Jesus says you're not in good shape. It's not enough just to get rid of the bad. You also have to fill the house with the good. One of the reasons we don't do well with our New Year's resolutions is because, you know, so often New Year's resolutions are scheduled around things we want to give up. You know, maybe there's something we want to give up. And so we say, I'm going to give up eating sweets, or I'm going to get in better shape, or do something, you know. A lot of times we make a resolution, it's about giving up something. Or even giving up something for Lent. And maybe we can do it for a while. Maybe we can do it for Lent. We give that thing up. But once Lent's over, what do? We're like, oh, finally I can eat sweets again. And you go and start eating sweets. Or finally I can drink pop again. And we start drinking more pop than we were before. Great story of this is the rocker Alice Cooper. Big shock rocker back in the 70s. Heavy drinker. Almost drank himself to death. And but the interesting part is that in the early 80s, he stopped drinking. Right? He was a heavy, heavy drinker, and he finally, you know, people convinced him, hey, you need to stop drinking and you're going to kill yourself. So he stopped drinking, and stopped drinking for quite a while, several years. And he shares in his story how one day he had not been drinking for several years, been clean, sober. And then one day he's out with his wife, and she apparently had a glass of wine. And he said, I just, not even thinking about it, I just casually reached over, had a sip of her wine. And he said, I don't remember the next 10 years. Then I made 4 albums. I don't remember. Don't remember making them. Don't remember writing them. Don't remember anything about them. He was a worse drunk after that than he was before. After he had been off of it for a couple of years. But when he fell back hard, and it was worse than before. And in his story, he tells about how he finally, you know, he ends up in the hospital. He's almost dead because he's, you know, puking up blood, and he just, organs are shutting down because he's just drinking himself to death. And finally, you know, realize I really got to get this under control. And two things happen. One, he returned back to faith. May not know that, but yeah, he comes from, his dad was a preacher, his grandfather was a preacher. And he returned to faith. He gave his life to Christ. Became a Christian. The other thing is, he took up golf. Right? He said, I needed to fill my life with something other than alcohol. So he started with God, but then he took up golf as well. And he said that became for him, you know, that thing that replaced that. That thing to unwind, to relax, whatever. Became golfing for him, you know. You know, and of course, coming back to the church and coming back to faith. But he had to fill his house with something. You know, the first time he tried drinking, he stopped. He was stopped for a while, but he hadn't filled his house with anything. He was just as empty as he was before, and the things that made him want to drink were still there, and nothing had filled his house. It was only when he filled his house that he could keep the demon away. And he's now been sober for decades now. I don't know, 20 years maybe, 15, 20 years he's been sober. But he had to fill himself with something. Jesus says when we, you know, it's not enough just to look at our life and say, okay, I got to get rid of this bad habit, this bad sin. You know, maybe you got a sin that just perplexes you. You keep falling for it, that temptation that just keeps tripping you up. You're like, I got to get rid of this. I got to stop doing this. Stop doing this thing, whatever that sin may be. And it's right. We do need to stop. But it's not going to be enough to stop. We got to fill our house with something. We got to fill our hearts with something. We got to fill ourselves with Jesus. So when we look to change a habit, to change a behavior, it's not, we shouldn't just focus on let's get rid of that behavior. We should need focus on what am I going to fill myself with? What's going to push that out of my life? I need to fill myself with Jesus. I need to fill myself with the Holy Spirit. I need to pour in through the scriptures, through worship, through devotion, through prayer. So that God can fill that space, so when that thing is gone, there's no place for it to come back to. The demon comes back and finds the house filled with the Holy Spirit. He's not going back there. He's not bringing seven of his friends. He's not making the condition worse. He's fleeing. He's like, I can't go back to that house. It's filled with the Holy Spirit. There's no place for me there. I have to go somewhere else. What are you filling your life with? That's the real question. Not what are you getting rid of in your life. What are you filling your life with? Because that'll enable you to get rid of those things and truly get rid of them. Truly move on from them. Truly be released from them. But that only happens because we filled ourselves with something. We got to fill ourselves with the Word of God. We have to fill ourselves with prayer. We have to fill ourselves with worship. We have to fill ourselves with time with the Lord. And only then will we be able to release all those other things and not have them come back upon us so that we won't be continually falling back into those sins and those habits. We got to fill ourselves with something good. It's not enough to sweep the house clean. We have to fill the house. What are you filling your house with today? If you've been struggling with the sin, you've been struggling with the temptation, and you're trying to stop it, you've been pushing it away, and you just, maybe you can stop for a while or turn a while, but it just always seems to come back on you. Fill your house. Fill your house. Don't worry about that. Just stop focusing on trying to push that thing out and fill your house. God will cleanse it. God will clean it. And then he'll fill it to keep that thing from coming back. He will. There's hope, right? You can be delivered from this. You can break free from it. But you got to focus on what you're filling yourself with. Not on what you're trying to get rid of. Focus on what you're filling yourself with. Because once the house is filled, there's no room for anything else to come in but God. And we got a number of requests in, so let's jump into those. First of all, listener asking for a request, just saying their prayer. Their family is going through a crazy trial right now, and they just all kind of feel like a song lost. But we know God is carrying us through. Lord, we do lift up this family to you. And you know that they're in, you know the trial that they're facing. And Lord, we pray that you will anchor them in this time, that you will be that strong tower for them, that they can run to and find refuge, and that through the turmoil and trial that they're facing, Lord, that they will find peace in you, that your peace that passes all understanding will guard over them and protect them. And that God, you will carry them through and strengthen them and encourage them, and that they will find hope in you and strength in you. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Another listener asking for prayer. They're having some health issues. Just asking for prayer they can get into the doctors that they need to see, and that whatever it is can be easily managed. Lord, we do pray for this listener and the health issues that they're facing. We pray for healing for them. Pray your healing hand be upon them to strengthen them and to help them. Lord, we pray that you will open up the door to see these doctors and that they'll be able to discover what's wrong. They'll be able to treat this. Lord, we pray that indeed it would be something that is easily managed, easily treated, not problematic. And Lord, we pray that we know that you are the great physician, the great healer. And so we pray that your touch will be over her as you Touch her and heal her. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. And lastly, a listener asking for prayer for some friends who had to put their dog down. Lord, we do pray for the listener's friends who had to put their dog down, and we know how hard it is to lose a beloved pet. And so we just pray for comfort and peace for them during this time, and that you'll help them through this time of grief and sorrow. And Lord, encourage them, and encourage them with your hope and your spirit. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you ever have a prayer request, you can call the office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's folks here who'd be happy to pray with you at 419-389-0893. You can get your prayer request to us at any time by emailing or texting to prayer@yeshome.com. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the chat now button. Get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. And also a reminder, really could use some help today here at SFM. We're having to get the rest of our stuff out of our storage. And we'd like to get that out before, well, we have to have it out by Friday. We'd like to get it out before the rain comes tomorrow. Tomorrow and Friday, we're supposed to see some rain. So we'd like to get it out before that rain comes. If you are able to give some time between 9 and 3 this afternoon, it would be greatly appreciated. We'll reward you with some Yes FM swag. Take care of you. So if you can even give an hour or two to come and help move some things, that would be awesome. And just show up at our offices at 5105 Glendale Avenue, Suite C here in Toledo, and help out, and we'll take care of you. We'll look after you with some Yes FM swag and stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.